Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, is this Robert?
No, who's calling?
This is Highway Family First Care calling in regards to Robert McDaniel.
Hold on.
What?
You from Family First?
No?
Hi, Robert. This is Chaya with Family
No?
First Care. How are you?
All right.
Good, good. I'm going to follow up with you in regards to your home care application, the financials that are needed.
What for y'all or for the welfare for the
For the
way for the
welfare, but
waiver?
I'm
'Cause I
working
had to
with the
make.
welfare to get it settled. And they let me know why you're not approved yet, because what's still missing.
That's what I had some. That was saying I had submitted because I've been up to welfare office like 4 times. Every time I go up there, she's telling me there's something else I need. I gave her financial records. I gave her affidavit she had me sign. She wanted me to sign like two or
What
three different
about
things
your,
every
they
time I
need your
talk to her.
spouse's current gross monthly income as well? And your
I had
spouse's
explained to
bank
them.
statements as well?
Actually, she had my bank statement because I have a director's. She printed them out on my because I didn't know how to do it on my Direct Express card. And I told her I had a Direct Express card because I get on disability, and I didn't know how to do it. And she actually printed them out and emailed them to herself. But
Right.
I tried to explain to her. I had explained to her that I have a new card. My card is in not quite 2 years
Your
old,
Direct
so I couldn't
Express
go back
card?
no further. I have a Direct Express card, yeah.
So you sent that in?
And I explained that. All right, watch this. I was at the welfare office. I didn't know how to print out the statement. She printed it out and emailed it to herself. She has all the Direct Express
Okay.
statements.
When
She printed them
was
out
this
while
that
we were
you
sitting
went
right
down?
there. I got to look at my email, but I could get it to you, get it
'Cause
for you.
they sent me an email on the 7th, November 7th, which was last Friday, stating that a bunch of things are missing. So I want to know if you went before or after.
I've been fighting welfare since end of July.
So they
But
just
let
sent
me
me
get my
something on the
phone here.
7th of what's missing.
Let's see. I'm going to my. Let's see. A second. You know what? Let's go this way. Yeah, because I was telling her I didn't know how to print out the statements from the Direct Express. And she took my phone and she printed them out. I mean, she made a copy. Well, she emailed it to me and had me email it to her. And that was right there in the office. So she has all, or at
What
one
about
time she had all the
your
statements.
spouse? What about Vonda, all her information?
She had me sign documentation. Let's see, dear. She had me sign documentation that I couldn't get all her information from her because we had moved from where we had moved from Arizona. We couldn't get all her relative information. It's a stupid thing. Yeah, I just
So
signed that
that's what they
waiver.
told
That
me.
was
They told
last
me that
week.
they need the wife's information, your spouse's information. They need her bank statements, her current income, and they need or a current statement with a hardship letter, explaining all your transactions over $500. Did you do that?
Like
Did
I
you
say,
explain your transactions over $500?
the deposit over 500?
Any transaction, anything that you
Yeah.
took out of your bank for over 500, did you explain that? You have
Okay,
to
the
explain that.
transactions, the direct deposits are from the government.
Right, but if you took anything out of your bank account for over $500, that needs to be explained as well. Do you want me to send you a list from the exact list that the county sent me to you so you can see it? And work
Yes,
on it?
because
Do you have texting
I'm
or
kind of lost
email?
here.
Right. Do you have texting or email?
Am I texting or email her or you?
I want to text you the list from what the county told me is still needed. Do you have
You can
texting?
you, I have both texting and email.
Can I? What number can I text it to? The one we're on now?
Yes. No. Send it to my phone. 480-972-2390.
Well, I had the wrong number. One moment. 480. No, we
can't. 972-2390.
Okay, I'm going to send it there, okay? I'm going to send it there right now, okay?
Okay.
Fine, and I'll touch base. You look over that, and I'll touch base with you maybe tomorrow to see if you have any update regarding these, okay?
All right.
Okay, fine. We'll be in touch.
All